1 o'clock this morning, there's music through the night with me, John Shea, beginning with a Haydn concert from the Utrecht Early Music Festival. That's from 1 o'clock. Rob Cowan is here bright and early with Radio 3 Breakfast at 7 o'clock. James Jolly presents Classical Collection between 10 and midday. And then at 12 noon tomorrow, Donald MacLeod begins a new Composer of the Week, looking at the music of Tchaikovsky. That's all here on BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's now 12:45 and time for this week's jazz lineup. It's presented by Claire Martin.
Hello. On today's show, I'll be featuring the second part of a concert set by the New Couriers, led by drummer and band leader, the late Martin Drew. I've got the latest batch of new releases, including music from Robert Wyatt and Gilad Atzmon, Billy Jenkins, Barb Younger, Dennis Baptiste, and plenty more. So I hope you can stay with me for the next 75 minutes. Well, let's start with one of Scotland's most active band leaders, drummer Ken Matheson. And here he is with his classic jazz orchestra in the fine company of American trumpeter Duke Heitger. And this is Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gives to Me.
Thank you.
the life-affirming playing of Duke Heitger with Kim Matheson's classic jazz orchestra with Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gives to Me from their album Celebrating Satchmo. And you could catch Ken and his classic jazz orchestra performing at the Bigger Little Festival, a multi-arts festival, on the 20th of October at the Municipal Hall. And that concert will feature another star player, this time saxophonist Alan Barnes. And they'll be celebrating the music of Benny Carter, not to be missed. Touring across the UK this week is one of the artists who caused a storm at last year's London Jazz Festival, vocalist Napoleon Maddox. His music finds inspiration through a diverse range of artists, including Thelonious Monk, Gil Scott-Heron, as well as contemporary sounds from bands such as Outkast and the experiments of hip-hop and turntablism. Maddox has previously collaborated with jazz legend Archie Shepp, so with connections like that, let's hear what all the fuss is about. This is Homestead.
I want the homestead, I need the homestead. I want the home instead, these streets is dead. I want the homestead, I need the homestead. I want the home instead, these streets is dead. I want
from the trailer parks, to the projects, from the settlements, to the boat decks. These is real poems, for the stress tones, and the last key, everybody gone. From the trailer parks, to the projects, from the settlements, to the boat decks. These is fresh poems, for the stressed homes, and the last key, everybody gone.
There was a quiet place waiting for the weary soul, for the early boom and the nearly old. Glimmer shelter from the gun clapping, head tricks from the back break and the mean stick. We brought the noise in through the fussy box. We let the glamour sing, glass crib throwing rocks. Quiet rushed away as we rushed away, bringing stale baggage in from the past day. And now the homes look like the streets. Dysfunction, we climb from underneath.
From the trailer parks to the projects, from the settlements to apartments. These is fresh poems for the wrecked homes and the last key. Everybody gone.
Did you find it on the block searching for a dirty ride? Escaping harsh judgment that won't hurt your pride. Was it on the court bouncing a rock to score? Once indoors, you rejected no more. Needing brothers cause my sisters is nice, but the need to belong is a crippling vice. And the more you get away from yourself, self, the less you're getting out of yourself. So you can try to work it out on your own, but after homeless, we'll send you home. I want the homestead, I need the homestead, I need the home instead. These streets is dead. I need
from the trailer parks to the projects, to the park benches where they get respect. These lines is for the wise ones that make the run and understand where they're coming from.
I want the homestead, I need the homestead, I want the home instead. These streets is dead. The pilgrim and the ronin the same. On the highs, trying to move with the change. Walking, walking steady, being watched by the rain. Smiling ahead, understanding the theme. Was the meaning only real in a dream? Or is life the nightmare that it seems? And they tell it from a difficult place. It's theirs, etched deep in the face. When you get the understanding that they're giving to you, you make the home and head once again brand new.
From the trailer parks, to the projects, to the park benches, where they get respect. These lines is for the wisest ones, make the run and understand where they're coming from. From the trailer parks, to the projects, from the settlements, to the boat decks. These is fresh bones, for the wrecked homes, and the latch key. Everybody gone,
gone, gone, gone.
Flowing hip-hop jazz sounds of vocalist Napoleon Maddox's Is What project with Homestead, and that's from their album Big Appetite, released on October the 25th. Napoleon describes this album as a chronicle of overconsumption, real cautionary tales about lust, desire, greed and hunger. and he performs at London's Arts Depot on the 15th of October. And also he'll be delivering a series of workshops within the touring schedule as part of Black History Month. Well, if you like your jazz with a touch of zest, it's worth mentioning that punk jazzers Polar Bear are touring the UK throughout October and November, including dates at the Comedia in Brighton on the 12th of October, Norwich Arts Centre on the 15th, Casimir in Liverpool on the 16th, and at the Tunnels in Aberdeen on the 17th. For full details of their itinerary, check out the website. Well, Robert Wyatt's musical path has seen him work in a range of settings, including collaborations with some of the most inventive players from the world of jazz, Hugh Hopper, Mongezi Fezzi and Annie Whitehead, to name a few. But he's equally been at home working with artists from the world of pop and experimental music, such as Brian Eno, Bjork and Paul Weller. Well, his latest project sees him team up with one of the UK's most singular jazz voices, saxophonist Gil Ellatsman, and the versatile violinist and gifted arranger Rod Steven, both providing the perfect framework for Wyatt's delicate but emotionally charged vocals. From their brand new album, For the Ghost Within, here's the opening track, Laura, featuring the Sigamos String Quartet.
In the misty night, footsteps that you hear down the hall, the love that floats on a summer night, that you can never quite recall. And you see Laura on the train that is passing through. Those eyes, how familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to you. That was Laura, but she's only a dream. Passing through eyes, how familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to you. That was Laura.
The dark but gorgeous playing of the Sigamos String Quartet featuring Robert Wyatt on vocals, Gilad Atzmon on sax and Rod Steven on violin. And that was Johnny Mercer and David Raxin's Laura. Well, singer Barb Younger is the master of reconstructing the works of established composers, breathing new life and perspectives into their words and utilising their art as vehicles for her own expression. Her latest project, The Men in My Life, explores works by iconic writers such as Bob Dylan, David Byrne, Leonard Cohen and Bruce Springsteen. Her passion for Bob Dylan has been especially evident for many years. So from her Lynn recording from 2008, Just Like a Woman, Hymn to Nina, here's one of the most famous protest songs, given an added injection of optimism and a healthy dose of jazz to boot.
Accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sing like a stone. The times they are a-changing, times they are a-changing. Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. Don't speak too soon for the wheel's still in spin. There's no telling who that it's naming. To win, the times they are a-changing, times they are a-changing. Come senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it is a-raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times they are a-changing, yeah, the times they are a-changing. You can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old world is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can lend your hand. The times they are a-changing. Yes, the times they are a-changing. The line it is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast. And the present now will later be past.
The Times They Are A-Changing by Barb Younger from her Lynn CD, Just Like a Woman, Hymn to Nina. And you might like to know that Lim Records have just been announced as the Gramophone magazine's Label of the Year at the recent awards ceremony. So congratulations to everyone at Lim Records. Barb's touring throughout October and November, so look at her website for more details to catch her live. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on DAB Digital Radio. We're time now for our concert set, which tonight features the late drummer and band leader, Martin Drew. It was with great sadness that Jazz Lineup learned of Martin's sudden death back in July of this year after suffering a heart attack aged only 66 years old. Martin was the house drummer at Ronnie Scott's nightclub in London, serving between 1975 and 1995, and throughout his colourful career shared his skills as a master drummer, working alongside some of the giants of jazz, including, of course, Oscar Peterson, Chet Baker, Ella Fitzgerald and Dizzy Gillespie, amongst many others. The set you're about to hear features Martin leading his project, The New Couriers, with Mornington Lockett on tenor sax, Jim Hart playing the vibes, Paul Morgans on double bass, Robin Esplan's playing the piano, and of course Martin on the drums. We played out highlights of the first set from this concert back in April, and tonight you get to hear the highlights of their second set. The concert was recorded at Jags in Ascot on the 11th of April 2010 and features interpretations of Victor Feldman's Seven Steps to Heaven, Thelonious Monk's Monk's Dream, and to start things off, the appropriately titled Tubby Hayes track, Royal Ascot. Martin counts this one in. Thank you.
Thank you. Jim Hart and Paul Morgan.
Thank you.
Thank you. Monk's Dream. Before we go, your appreciation, please, for these magnificent musicians. Mornington Lockett and Tenors Actor. Mornington Lockett. Jim Hart on the vibraphone. Robin Aspland on the piano. And Paul Morgan on double bass. And myself, Martin Drew on the drums. Thank you very much. We're going to finish with a jazz classic, which in actual fact was written by Victor Feldman. Lots of people think Miles Davis wrote it, but he didn't. It was Victor, and it's called Seven Steps to Heaven.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Victor Tarvin, Seven Steps to Heaven. In order to lock it, tenor saxophone. Jim Hart, vibraphone. Robin Aspen on piano, Paul Morgan, double bass. And myself, Martin Drew, on drums.
Victor Feldman's Seven Steps to Heaven is performed by Martin Drew's New Couriers. And before that, you heard Tubby Hayes's Royal Ascot and Thelonious Monk's Monk's Dream. The band was led by Martin at the drums and featured Mornington Lockett on tenor sax, Jim Hart on the vibes, Robin Aspland on the piano and Paul Morgan on the bass. The set was recorded at Jags in Ascot on April the 11th of this year, and Jazz Lineup dedicate that set to the memory of Martin Drew, who sadly passed away on July the 29th of this year. Well, from a master of the drums to a pioneer of the bass guitar, Norwegian Harald Andersen. Well, through his musicianship, he's been pushing the boundaries of his instrument for decades with his inventive approach, melding acoustic playing with electronics. As a recording artist for the iconic ECM label, he has explored collaborations with Jan Garbrick, Kenny Wheeler and Bill Frisell, amongst others. October sees him taking to the stage for a Scottish tour celebrating ECM in collaboration with the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra under the leadership of saxophonist Tommy Smith. Well, here's Harald with Tommy in an intimate setting with drummer Paolo Vinaccia on Harald's evocative composition, Dream Horse. Thank you. Dream Horse from the album Live at Belleville, featuring Harold Anderson on bass and electronics, Tommy Smith on saxophone, and Paolo Vinaccia on the drums. Well, you can hear Harold as a special guest of the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra in a special celebrating ECM tour, and their dates are at St Andrew's Bayer Theatre on October the 14th. They're playing at the Queen's Hall in Edinburgh on the 15th, the Royal Scottish Academy of Music and Drama Concert Hall on the 16th, and at Stirling's McRobert Centre on the 17th of October. Well, that's almost it for this week's show. Next week, I'll be joined by saxophonist Paul Towndrow, and there'll be a chance for you to hear highlights of a concert set featuring his new Ology project, recorded at this year's Glasgow International Jazz Festival. With plenty more jazz on Radio 3 with Jez Nelson on Monday nights at 11:15, and this week he's got a concert set from Gilad Atzmon's Orient House Ensemble, recorded at Ronnie Scott's, celebrating the band's 10th anniversary. But the final track tonight is from an artist who will be collaborating with the BBC Big Band for a special commission as part of this year's London Jazz Festival. Vocalist, guitarist and really good bowls player, Billy Jenkins. He mixes elements of blues with the spirit of punk rock, but all beautifully gift-wrapped with the joys of jazz. From his album Born Again, this is the uplifting Looking for Mr. Happy. Till next time from me, Claire Martin. Bye-bye.
I'm looking for Mr. Happy. Ain't seen him for a while. I'm looking for Mr. Happy. Ain't seen him for a while. I'm looking for Mr. Happy so I can raise a smile. Has anybody seen the man who makes you feel good? Has anybody seen the man who makes you feel good? Bring sunshine and roses, make you feel like a human being, sure. Mr. Happy, I need him ASAP. RSVP.
Hello, I'm John Shea. Welcome to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3, and I'm beginning again today at last year's Utrecht Early Music Festival for Haydn part songs from Collegium Vocale Ghent with Christian Bezuidenhout at the fortepiano. Der Greis shows the ageing Haydn aware of his failing powers. Death knocks at my door. Unafraid, I let him in. Praise be to God, my life was one long harmonious song. Then a contemplation of death. The young man hopes to live to be old, the grown man hopes for many more years, the old man hopes for one more year, but none of them realises his mistake. Before the songs, though, Christian Bezuidenhout plays a movement from Haydn's G minor sonata, Hoboken 16, No. 44.
Thank you. Der Greis hofft noch, und keiner nimmt's in ihr.
Ardour, tenderness, understanding, sighs and tears do not win the fair one's affection. Only a propitious moment fulfils the lover's desire. Der Augenblick was the last of those Haydn part songs from Collegium Vocale Gent and forte pianist Christian Bezuidenhout, and we'll hear from them again in half an hour. In the meantime, a symphony by the Dutchman Carolus Antonius Fodor, who was born in 1768 and studied not only in Paris but also, it's believed, in Russia. Anthony Halstead conducts the Netherlands Radio Chamber Orchestra in Fodor's Symphony No. 3 in C minor.